Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, the mammals have finally arrived in force. Australian possums. Imported for their fur 2 centuries ago, they soon reached plague proportions, stripping trees of their vegetation. A war is being waged against them, traps set and poison scattered. And yet they are now far more numerous than the kakapo ever were. A staggering 70 million possums overrun New Zealand's forests. Where a bird failed, a mammal has succeeded. But why? The possums were unwitting immigrants, while the kakapo have lived here for millennia, perfectly adapted to this forest. It's an irony that is by no means unique to the kakapo and the possum. Right across the Pacific, similar scenes have been unfolding. Tiny islands off the coast of New Zealand are the last refuge for a host of animals now vanished from the two main islands. This is Stephen's Island, 1 square mile of rock protruding from the ocean. It's home to a living fossil, a relic, barely changed for over 100 million years. The Tuatara. And half the world's population survive on this one island refuge. During the reign of the dinosaurs, the ancestors of the Tuatara were everywhere. They survived the cataclysm that killed off the dinosaurs, but then couldn't compete with the mammals and died out. Everywhere except on what was then a mammal-free New Zealand.